The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 27 September 2018. Gary in Australia. Go ahead, sir.
You know, John, people don't like to talk about it, but we have to. You know, to me, I've dealt with situations in my life, jobs, where we constantly had problems coming up. And I found out with problems, you have to hit them right on and have to look at your options. And
yep.
You have to decide from all of your options which is the best one, but you have to deal with the problem or else it just brews and festers.
In the meantime, Gary, and let me add to this, while all this is going on, the program is still running. There's still business to do every day. And you've got to stay on top of it. And I understand what you just said. When you've got a problem, you got to start dealing with that problem immediately. If you do not, that problem starts eating up your time and everything else, and you can very easily lose track of what your true function is all about.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's not going to go away. It's there. It's not going to go away. And what we see going on now in our country, and I mentioned it before the break, I've been watching Putin's ascension to power since 1991. I watch Russia very closely. I read news from all over the world. I talk to people online all over the world. I just posted my third video on Mike Adams' platform because I can't use YouTube because I'm banned again on Facebook for 30 days. I was on for a week, and they banned me again for 30 days. I don't give a damn. And that their shadow, you know, somebody put, I had my video from my last video put up, which was called The Lynching of Judge Kavanaugh. And that's 2 days ago. And I spoke about the greater implications of it. If we allow this to stand, every one of us men, every one of us, our sons, our nephews, our grandsons, are all targets. They're all targets. And we men have a propensity for not standing up and speaking out. Because we don't want to look like crybabies and what have you. To hell with that. We have to stand and defend ourselves. Look at who's beating us up. We've got a bunch of soy boy skinny jean punks beating us up. And a bunch of lunatic women. You know, I was reading an article yesterday about how American men are looking outside the country for spouses. They're looking, you know, for women outside of the country. Why is that? You know, I had a meme in my head about making, showing Feinstein and Schumer shaking what I call the AccuNut tree and having these women falling out of the tree bare-breasted with slogans written across them. And in my video that I put up, I told them that. I said, you know what? The moment you do that, I say click, I turn you off. If you're a woman, if you have a well-formulated, lucid argument. You got your ducks in a row, I'll listen to you. You don't have to behave like a lunatic to get my attention. Be intelligent. I'm an adult. I'm not 5 years old. I don't go for titillation. Present your case. And look at what's happened. Look at what's happened to this guy in Washington. Now, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm a nationalist. I believe in my country first, second, and third. To hell with Israel. I don't care about them. I look at our veterans. Oh, Johnny, thank you for your service. Now piss off and go live in the gutter. Yeah, right. I have a sister who's married to a career military guy. And we're talking one time, and she says, and you get crazy about this, and it gets me crazy, too, whenever people do it. In our democracy, I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
I said, do me a favor. I say, say the Pledge of Allegiance. She said, well, what? I said, humor me, for God's sake. Say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it's... And to the what? And to the what?
Senator Chuck Grassley used that exact term today in those hearings about our democracy, and I thought, you son of a bugger.
I go completely nuts.
I do as
when
well.
When I hear that.
I do as well.
You know, Mike Adams put up a great video.
But Gary, by the way, this is part and parcel of what I've been talking about, of the political change. This is why they were so distraught when Hillary Clinton didn't win, because the people that were behind the scenes to this deal were looking for a political bomb to set off in this country to bring in socialism and communism in this great democracy, and that was all timed out. Well, something happened on the way to the Roman Forum to watch the Christians being eaten by the lions for entertainment. And by the way, here's your free bread. Donald Trump happened, and it pissed everybody off. And then half of the crowd was looking at Donald Trump to somehow walk on water like he's the second coming of Jesus Christ. I am amazed.
You know, John, I think that the first time I called in and spoke, and Harley Schlanger was on at the time, and I made a statement. I didn't fully elucidate on it, but I call it Joan of Arc syndrome. We elect a Joan of Arc. We send in a Joan of Arc. We get them in. We pat them on the back. And we said, have at it, boy, and we go about and doing our business. We don't pay attention. We go back to sleep. That cannot be allowed to happen. For God's sakes, how long does it take to read the Constitution? You can read the damn thing in a half hour. And I suggest you read it slowly, so that it sinks in. It's like people talk about the Bible.
Yeah.
The Bible interprets itself. Just sit down and read it. I read it every night. I sit and I read every night. I don't know how many times I've read it over the years. I went to a Bible college for 2 years. A good one.
And Gary, you had to read every word of it.
From Genesis to the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Gary, can you hear me?
It's not written in Mongolian.
Gary, can you hear me? Gary.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you are. I thought you might have had me on mute or something. I don't know.
I'm sorry, John.
No. Look. I appreciate your call. I understand exactly what you're saying. And by the way, a lot of Christians out there over the years have criticized me. Well, you don't read the Bible? I said, I've read it a few times, and that was years ago. What I just do is a shortcut to the glossary with the 10 rules. People get it, well, you're not really a Christian because, you know, you can't quote chapter and verse. You know, the very people that are saying this to me, are the furthest ones from really practicing what the Bible teaches to begin with. And I'll say again, I just cut to the chase, go to the glossary, and go, oh, is this what this book's about? Thou shouldn't lie or steal or murder or covet, you know, the neighbor's goodies or his wife or anything else. What's lacking here is a moral compass. Ethics that were around in this country for many years that are being destroyed before our very eyes. And half of the country supporting these asshats that are flipping this form of government and calling it a democracy. It is high time for a revolution in this country. We're done. You're sitting there in your observance seat down there in Australia. I'm watching it here firsthand on the ground here in America, and I'm telling people that this is the seminal time, this generation, right here, right now. If this is not turned, we are done.
You bet. And you know, John, it's the same thing in Australia.
Oh, I bet.
I've been here 10 years now, right? I've got a great missus. She's a wonderful woman. Backs me up to the hilt, and I her. And I got to tell you something. I've told this to people down here. I said the only difference between Australia, the government in Australia, and the government in America is one thing: the accent. Otherwise, it's exactly the same. I had a friend who lives down in New South Wales. I'm in Queensland. I was here a year, and he calls me. He says to me, "So, mate, what do you think about Australia?" I said, "Well, brother," I said, "you know, if nobody was speaking, I would swear I was back in the States." And he laughed and he said, "Mate, haven't you figured it out? Australia is nothing more than a suburb of America."
Well, actually, the creation of England that had crafted America and still has its tendrils in it. And, you guys were just a penal colony to start, weren't you, of England?
Yeah, I want to see the return of Ned Kelly, actually. I don't know if you're familiar with Ned Kelly.
No. Hey, look, I'm gonna have to cut you off, man. I've got a lot of calls here.
Yeah, I don't want to cut everybody else off too, John, but I just want to let you know I'm there with you. I feel the same way. I'm putting up another video today. I'll probably get banned from Mike Adams.
No, I doubt that. No, because Alex
I'll talk to you soon, John. Okay. Relax, right. God bless, and let's get everybody fired up. It's time to fight back.
Right.
I mean fight.
I don't know what my platform is going to be to fight anything off, because it's the end of the month. I owe rent tomorrow. Actually, the 30th. It's got to be in there, and I don't have the rent. I don't have the money to pay the boys in the weekend here. So I'm a little bit distracted. Here we go again. And you know what? I'm starting to look at this as an indicator of who's going to fight for this country to restore it, put it back together. And if we can't keep this silly little network with $11,500 as the tab per month to keep it going, folks, I'm not looking real optimistic about getting this country back. Valerie in Michigan. Go ahead, Valerie.
And John, I'm really upset, too.
I bet.
I think everybody that has any sense is upset. I'm a proud deplorable. I think it's better than being a despicable, which is what these people are. I can't believe what I'm seeing on television.
Well,
and
Valerie, believe what you're seeing on television, because they're the stepping fetchings for these clowns that you were watching today.
I know. A few days ago, Michael Rivera said, this is a circus and we need clowns. We have clowns. They're sitting in seats of government.
Yep.
That's who's there. And they took this really good man and just trashed him. I don't know how people can do that to each other. And what I really, I think for the first time, feel not exactly hopeless, but really worried about this, because who's going to stand up for any of this? I mean, how many people in the country actually know what's going on and really understand it, that can do something about it? Republicans on the Republican side, the better ones, they're used to standing up and shouting like that. they just don't do it. And I don't even know if there's anybody in that government anymore that cares enough about the people. They're not doing the people's business.
No. They're doing their own business. They're covering each other's butts. They're covering the criminality and all that goes on in Washington, D.C.
They are. And it's just a cesspool.
And today, Valerie, I was thinking, here we go again with the left-right paradigm. Democrats bad, Republicans bad. And I'm thinking to myself, no, Democrats are bad. Republicans, maybe not as bad, but still bad.
I know. It seems like they're all the same, only in different degrees.
Yeah. On different
issues. Yeah,
The big one about Kavanaugh, by the way, they're scared to death they're going to roll in and set up a consensus, and Roe v. Wade might be brought again in front of the Supreme Court. And they're looking at Kavanaugh as being probably one of the votes that said, yeah, the government shouldn't have any business in the abortion business.
Yeah. I know they're scared. They're acting like it. They're really acting frightened.
Well, and again, if people shift their, forget about the stuff that's right in front of your face. Look about 15 degrees up and a couple miles off. and look at the political ramifications of all of what you've been seeing. The idiocy in this country, how can these people act like complete idiots and fools and still maintain an electorate? This is
well because the people are have been educated in a way that is they're just stupid.
It's the opposite of education. It's the absence of an education.
Yes. Yes it is. You know, I married a man much older than myself. He was 23 years older than me. And so he was born in 1916, and he used to throw things out at me in the very early 80s, and he would say, you know, the banks could just shut right down, you wouldn't have any money the next day. And he would just throw these things out.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me a little bit about, you know, when in his era, and then he was in World War II, he was over in Europe, and he's a very sociable guy. And so when his officers would send him out to run things down, he would talk to people. And he used to say to me, you know, one of these days you're not going to be able to go from one county to another without some kind of permission or passport. And I had no idea what he was talking about.
And you're seeing it come to fruition?
I am seeing it come to pass.
Yep.
And he died 10 years ago. He was 92.
Hmm.
And he was ready to leave this earth, but he wanted to stay here for me because he was afraid for me. And he sure had a right to be. Because he could see what was coming. I just couldn't see, you know, at the time. And then when I started listening to RBN, it's really been a blessing to me. And for anybody out there who continues to listen and has something to give, for crying out loud, give it. That's the one thing I can do, and I'm doing the best that I can with that. And I don't know. I've listened to other talk shows, and they're nothing like this. And there's something for everyone on this network.
There is something for everybody, and some people feel that we should all be singing the exact same song same tempo and the exact same note. And when that doesn't happen, I had a guy yesterday, donations. He hasn't donated to network in 3 months, and I called him to ask him why, because my secretary pointed it out, saying, I don't think this guy's a donor. And I think it was only $10 a month or something. And he told me that, well, Mike Rivero refers to Nazis and brown shirts, and that's why I'm not supporting anymore. And he hung up on me. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, if you want a controlled network, I can bring in a host of people that will say exactly what I'm saying, but in different words, maybe in a little bit more entertaining fashion. But if you want a clone of me and not individual thinkers, fine. You want that? It's called the mainstream media. Go watch that.
Yeah. I like to hear everybody's views. And you know, I don't listen much to the prep stuff because I'm not going to be doing much of that. I do that every winter anyway. But, you know, there's something for everybody. If you don't like one program, just wait for the next one.
Well,
there'll be something.
And there has been and people don't think they have this in the moment idea that I'm knee jerking, I'm responding, I'm emoting off of current circumstance today. If people that have been listening to this network since its opening, we have run hosts through this network, and their understanding of the world, the guests that they would bring on, the people that would get involved. This has been one hell of a ride, and I want to keep it going, but I'll tell you what, I'm like Kavanaugh after 64 hours or 164,000 hours of answering questions and giving testimony. I am burned out.
Yeah,
and the biggest fight of our lives is coming up right before us. And the only thing I can hope for is I get one shot off before they kill me and bury me.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things my husband was afraid of, because he understood what had happened to Germany and how the German people were actually just complacent, you know.
Yeah.
And expected their government to take care of them.
Valerie, I appreciate your call, dear. Thank you very much. Thank you for the kind words.
Thank you, John. Good night.
Good night.
Is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black special. Got the guru and the trailer and the full course special. Got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Mm-hmm. know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Keith Rogers sends me some stuff, but he sent me something today that I want to go over. But let me go back to the phones here first. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, real quick, I appreciate your show. I appreciate the information and the passion. There's a point where in a conversation or a confrontation when it turns into just a bare-knuckle fist fight, and I think for listeners and for myself, when I'm watching the stuff they did today and what they've been doing to the Republic, I think we're in a fist fight now. And I hate to say it because nobody wants that. Nobody wants that path, and we all want to be able to convince the other side. Here's the education. Here's the Constitution. You got to learn this. You got to try this. But they're not letting up at all.
And they don't care how ridiculous they get because they realize this has been the major push from the people inside of this government that have been operating under whatever title, congressman, senator, I don't care, working for the CIA, the FBI, I don't give a damn who it is. This is the final push in this country. It's the final push to disintegrate it from within.
We're
already blown up economically. Any day, the globalists, the real people, the real bankers that had the vision for the New World Order, could pull the plug on the entire economy in a New York second.
Right.
But secondarily, if they don't want to be to blame and they just want to sit back and coast and just watch everything fall apart, let these people that aren't adhering to their oath of office. That wasn't a joke. That isn't like getting on the merry-go-round and get a free ride if you get the brass ring. No. This was part and parcel of you sitting down, claiming to be a representative in this representative republic, not democracy, and that you've got to abide by that oath that you've taken. And I just watched Grassley sit on this damn panel talking to Kavanaugh, and then he calls this country a democracy. I would have came out of that chair if I was in that room. Because therein, it's an indicator of what the problem is. They're not representing anything except the next best great idea, and the hell with you, the hell with your rights, the hell with a sound economy, the hell with a culture that we maintain, the hell with life, liberty, having a sanguine life and some sort of peace going through this thing that they didn't create, but they're making us go through hell living it. The hell with you!
And that moment, in a conflict, conversation, argument, whatever, when that moment flips, that's when you know you're in a fist fight.
Well, it's going to be a little bit more than a few bruised and skinned knuckles, my friend.
Well, I agree, and I'm not, like I said, I don't want to say that, but that seems to be the reality that we're digging into. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I don't know if you're exactly right in your assessment of it, but that's where we're headed. There's a lot of opinions as to how we got to this position, but in my observations through better than a quarter of a century, I've been pointing this stuff out. I look at the effect and okay, immediately I go to what is the cause. Immediately I'm looking for the answer. Okay, I see a problem. You know, my Australian friend said pretty much the same thing. How do you deal with a problem that crops up? You don't shove it to the side. You deal with the problems as they arise. It's a working progress. You work through the problem. You find the answers.
Well, I hope we're ready to confront the answer once we actually find it.
Well,
not as individuals, as a community, as men and women on this planet. When you're oppressed to the level of accusations are truth and burden of proof is on you, we have a serious problem.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Keith Rogers sent this over to me. Hang on, Daniel. I'll get to your call. And he posted this on YouTube. The video was about all the great things this alleged group called Q is doing. He copied the comment and pasted to Twitter and the direct messaging. But YouTube pulled it within 3 minutes. He said, I left a comment. You all amaze me. Nothing in this country is going to change until the morals change. When we're talking about a population of sheep that have, for a decade, advocated or sanctioned the bombings of 20 million people to their deaths, mostly civilians, in wars that were totally based on lies. Then we have the current economic wars, like in Iraq, murdered 500,000 children. I know, they're just Muslims and Arabs, so their lives don't matter, right? You might understand why countries chant death to America. Then we have more BS of China and Russia allegedly hacking U.S. elections, while the U.S. itself admits to doing the exact same thing to over 80 countries. Or John Perkins admitting of the U.S. assassinations, the color revolutions, and the outright illegal wars in those countries like Libya, Syria, Iran, Venezuela, and others, who have never attacked the United States. Question: how many countries does the U.S. have to be bombing before you call it a world war? More on this when we get back.
No reason to get excited.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Like Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. Then we have constant distraction of politicians and their alleged sex crimes. Honestly, Americans, get real. Those elected, regardless of being Democrat or Republican, have destroyed this country for decades. I know banning plastic straws might be more important to you, but 90 million Americans are jobless, lied to veterans whom those like Bill O'Reilly said, support our troops or shut up. He meant to say, support our policy. As the IG report verified, that 307,000 veterans were killed not by some alleged enemy, but by the VA itself. Then we have all the millions of homeless, millions starving, tent cities everywhere. Hell, they can't even erect a damn footbridge in Florida. The infrastructure is in total collapse. I know you may have more concerns about gay weddings or cakes for, you know, whatever. So instead of worrying about what politician is screwing who, remember, they've been screwing us for decades. If Trump is being fought by the deep state, then who's doing all these sealed indictments when the FBI and the DOJ is against him? Frankly, if he had elected a loyal dog, we would have not even been having this problem. Dogs, as you know, only get bribed for good behaviors. Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel.
Hello. This Kavanaugh thing, it's all about Roe v. Wade, and I'm flipping through Netflix, and what do you see? Except a show called Reversing Roe that they just put into my, suggested feed. So they're really pushing that whole thing with Kavanaugh. They don't want him in there. I mean, you got this Netflix show. It's called Reversing Roe, produced by Ricky Stern and Annie Sundberg. It's got Gloria Steinem in it. What a surprise. Yeah. I mean, you got Feinstein here with her letter that she had since July from this Blasey Ford character, who can't even cry as good as the Sandy Hook parents. My guess is that they had sex assault accusers lined up for each of Trump's potential nominees, you know, unless they were Jewish, of course. I think Kavanaugh is going to get in. I think he's going to squeak by. You know, they're saying that all women are on trial now because of this woman getting grilled. She said she didn't want to fly because she was too afraid and she's got post-traumatic stress disorder. I think they should have subpoenaed the FAA to find out her flight record, since they have details about all our flights and whether we're on no fly list.
Well, Daniel, while I've got you here, this is what, and I mentioned this, I think it was Monday, where I said, "Do you know who Blasey Ford's daddy was?" And lo and behold, Michael Savage today is Dr. Christine Ford deeply tied to the CIA? Who is Dr. Blasey Ford? Well, besides being a professor at the Brand University, she also works at the major university down the street from Palo Alto. She just so happens to head up the CIA undergraduate internship program at Stanford University. Christine Blasey's brother, Ralph III, used to work for the international law firm of Baker & Hostetler. The firm created Fusion GPS, the company who wrote the Russian dossier. They later admitted it was only a collection of field interviews. Baker Hostetler is located in the same building where the CIA operates three companies called Redcoats Inc., Admiral Security Service, and DataWatch. They are operated by Ralph Blasey II. He is the father of Christine Blasey and Ralph III. Christine and Ralph's third grandfather was Nicholas Deke. Former CIA Director William Casey acknowledged Deke's decades of service to the CIA. What I'm looking at here was a play scripted by the CIA, another agency that has not been in the interest of America and has done some of the most ungodly, punishable by death crimes you could ever imagine. And they're sitting there with this woman with these eyes and her dirty little glasses playing the pathetic victim. She is a frickin' liar.
That's one way of putting it.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it.
36 years, she never told a soul.
Oh, but no. Daniel, did you watch the entire testimony? She's been in therapy and she's mentioned this man's name in therapy. Okay, subpoena those notes. Blasey, I know this is going to hurt a little bit, but you can redact where you want. But we want to see where you accused Kavanaugh of being your rapist while you were in therapy. Let me see those notes. That is a blatant lie.
Yeah. Feinstein character, too. I mean, come on. If anyone should be being grilled on a Senate committee, it should be her for having this Chinese spy in her office for 20 years. I mean, I don't know, this Me Too movement, it's like, you know, the next thing you know, Kermit the Frog's going to say Jim Henson had his hand up his butt for 30 years.
This is the political flip in this country. This is why they were so upset that Hillary didn't get in. It didn't have anything to do. It could have been Kermit the Frog that was running for president that didn't want to continue the doctrine of Obama. You know, God almighty.
So the second accuser, who is another liar, makes the first accuser look more credible because, oh, this guy must be a serial rapist, you know, because they're just coming out of the woodwork. I mean, they did the same thing to Trump when he won the nomination. All these people came out saying, oh, yeah, Trump's a rapist, a serial child rapist. Yeah. You know, where did all those people come? Yeah. I think they need to, Kavanaugh needs to sue her, and I don't know.
Well, and since they're so high and mighty about people being abused, why didn't they look at the sitting Supreme Court judge, the female, the hell's her name, Mike? gosh, it was right on the tip of my tongue. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her husband is an active card-carrying member of NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And they're grilling this guy on something that happened 36 years ago, what doesn't apparently seem to have happened. But they're all up in arms because Mr. Kavanaugh is, well, he look at the violence he did to this poor Blasey Ford lady. Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, I got to congratulate Trump. He finally said, these people are evil. I don't know how long it took him to figure that out. You know, it's like, welcome to politics, my friend.
Well, and all right. And what do you think of my prediction here? I think people, businessmen have business plans. And he was going to take the CEO spot. He's going to be chief executive officer of the biggest corporation in the world. And the only one that I know of that has nuclear weapons at his disposal. But the guy takes office, and you can't tell me he didn't have a plan going in. You saw how much crap that he got for pretty much next to nothing. Could you imagine if he would have come out in the first month or two of his presidency, he would have said, you know what, I think we ought to have an audit here of the Federal Reserve, and I think we ought to look to replace those people.
Yeah, bullet to the back of the head.
Buddy, in a New
front
York,
of the head.
In the New York, yeah, it wouldn't have been even to the back of the head. No, they would have had to have watch him and watch that bullet coming right between his eyes.
Yeah. He's not a member of the Bohemian Grove, so.
Daniel, I appreciate your
thank
call.
Thank you.
All right,
sir. You're welcome.
All right. David. Hello, David.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes. You're responding to me. That means... Yeah, we're hooked up.
Good evening. Yeah, I take you off speaker. Hey, how much do you need for your rent? You said you got to pay rent this month. You don't have enough.
$1,300.
I can make a partial payment to you. Won't be the whole thing at all, but it'll be everything I got in the account.
Every little bit helps.
That particular account.
I've emptied all my accounts out. I never ask for money if I've got anything to put in a pot.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't like to see it under undue stress. And
oh, brother, David, it's been going on for a long time, and I've taken steps to try to remediate that. I don't want to keep depending on the listeners for the support of this network, but my God, everything else has gone away. The people that we know, that people loved and trusted, seem to not be so lovable and trustable anymore. We're the rock. We haven't changed. We are still the same.
You know, I did call one time before, and I left a message, and I didn't hear anything back, but and I did speak to John Moore about it. I would be willing to help people try to sell some things on eBay to help out your organization.
Yeah,
I've got expertise there.
We have tried that before. As a matter of fact, guy from Dallas, the guy on the communitarianism. He had all kinds of artwork and stuff that he took pictures and put them on eBay and nothing. We have tried.
Well, that's why sometimes you need somebody to screen which items are going to sell, because I have experience.
Well,
and I also have an avenue that if people wanted to send some things that were approved, I could give them and they could sell, and you know, we could get you some money.
Well, I mean, if you want to take...
I don't want to be doing it for people. I'd rather teach people how to fish. And then it'll be much more effective. Because I can only do so much, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you know the one thought that's been haunting me the entire day today?
What's that?
If this network closes, then I'm going to be in a fight of my life, and probably the last ounce of strength I'll have is to pull a damn trigger. Because I'm going to tell you what, if the voices of America go silent at this point, that's just the final straw. That's the final straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
So
there were some other networks around. There was this Micro Effect, and I remember talking to them, and they were so super religious that they couldn't they couldn't conceive of any idea that was any different than their own. And I was trying to point out inconsistencies in their own philosophies, which they just thought was either a troll or heresy, and it's just stupid.
Well, and David, I mean, it depends. Look, what? No matter if you run a car wash or a radio network, the fruit of your labor and your business acumen is going to show in the business, the product you produce. You're not going to take your car to a car wash once it gets run through and wiped down and still got half the dirt on it. You're not going to support anything like that. And from a business standpoint, people have admonished me over the years. I mean, I was willing to go out and start a separate business outside of this network, work it full time to take the profits out of that to put it into the network. And I went to a few people and I'd ask them. Now, some of those people might even be listening to the show today. And I'd ask them, hey, look, I need to do something. One of the things was a Papa Murphy's. You know, there's a strip mall outfit that assembles a pizza, wraps it up, throws it at you, and say, here, take it home and bake it. All your supplies, everything is shipped in to you fresh every day. The only thing you got to do is put it together and hand it over the counter. It is next to nothing. 750 foot in a strip mall store could get you a Papa Murphy's. Well, the guy was hell-bent on investing in gold and silver, and he did. Unfortunately, the person he invested that money with ripped him off. But I've gone to other people and I said, look, I know what's coming economically. I know this is not going to be any easier in the future than it is right now. And we've got to do something in order to pay for the tab. Well, now we have a store up there that how many of you out there even bothered to click on it and look through it? Is there anything you need or want on there? We've asked people to donate on a monthly basis, whatever's comfortable with you. Some of those people are here one day and then gone the next. We've done the front site thing, which the first time around they responded to. The guy that has front site.
I think it sounds like a great deal.
It is a great deal, but we've had zero people respond to it because the guy that runs front site said, you know what? I've looked at your website. I know what you people are doing, and I'm in full support. Why don't you do that special for another 90 days? Here's a guy that looked at what we were doing. Here's a guy that looked at what we were doing and going, you know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, John, I'd rather just contribute because it all goes in, and you know, I don't need to kick back or anything.
I understand. I get it. But David, do me a favor. You know, I'll look.
What's
at this.
The email address? Do you have a PayPal email address?
I don't have a PayPal. I don't have a PayPal email address. I have johnstatmiller@hotmail.com.
I see.
All right. I'm sorry. Are you saying, do you want to donate through PayPal?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about sending me the information about putting the stuff online for sale. Okay.
Oh, I'll do that too.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that okay.
And there's a third thing that I can offer also, but after we finish this, what's the PayPal email address then?
It's orders@republicbroadcasting.org. But if you go to our, can you go to the website? Are you online?
Yeah, I'll do it later.
Okay, well, just go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, banner, hit the donate button, and it'll take you right to the PayPal.
Sure, okay, that makes sense.
All righty.
Shows you how much I donated. John, the other thing I can offer is this, that sometimes I hear people talking, I hear you talking, and I detect some inconsistencies between what you said one time and another time. And I think you're under a lot of stress, and I would like to discuss some things regarding constitutionality and things, not that I'm an expert, but just from a logical perspective with you sometime perhaps on your show here. Because I just think that we need to be on the same page all the time.
David, you've got my email.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks. I appreciate it. Tell you one thing you didn't see at the Kavanaugh hearings today. You didn't see any protesters, any paid George Soros people. Got a break coming up here. How much time do I got? 1 minute. Okay. By the way, You may or may not have heard of this. Julian Assange has stepped down as the WikiLeaks editor-in-chief. He's still going to be maintain the post as publisher. Icelandic investigative journalist and former WikiLeaks spokesperson Kristin... Oh, I don't want to butcher this guy's name, but he's from Iceland. Hrafnsson. I'm sure with some guttural noises in there as well, is set to become the whistleblowing organization's new editor-in-chief, replacing isolated founder Julian Assange in the role. Yeah, and you heard what I said the other day? They want Julian Assange to come back here to this country and charge him with treason. How can you do that when he's not an American citizen? You just want to shut him up. God. We'll be back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
By the way, the official message from WikiLeaks, due to the extraordinary circumstances where Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, has been held incommunicado, except for visits by his lawyers, for 6 months while arbitrarily detained in the Ecuadorian embassy, Mr. Assange has appointed Kristin, as I said, editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks. Mr. Assange will continue to be the publisher of WikiLeaks. The Icelandic character investigative journalist selected in 2010 as Icelandic Journalist of the Year, his third award for his role in the Collateral Murder publishing collaboration with WikiLeaks. That same year, he became spokesman and kept post until 2016. Since then, he has overseen certain legal projects for WikiLeaks. This gentleman says, I condemn the treatment of Julian Assange that leads to my new role, but I welcome the responsibility to secure his continuation of the important work based on WikiLeaks ideals. Don in Marble Falls, Texas. Hello, Don. Hello, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Don.
Hi, I was just calling. I've been listening this evening about Judge Kavanaugh and what's going on with these accusations. But yeah. I think the bigger issue, I think, is the his support of government surveillance on Americans. And he he seems to be, from what I've been reading and what I've seen, the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply when it comes to government power, and they think they can just supersede our guaranteed right of our right to privacy with the NSA. They're gathering up information and listening. Listening to private conversations, and to me, that's a much bigger issue. I think the whole thing is just a big ruse, to get him in there. And I just think that, to me, that's pretty important to every American is what they're doing to our Bill of Rights.
Well, did you hear me do the take on the Supreme Court for the last how many decades? Look what they've done.
No, I missed that. If you're covering, that's good, because I hear so little about anything about surveillance and the Fourth Amendment, what he actually supports, and they're distracting, it seems.
Don, we're running out of time. Any other point you want to make?
No, that's just it. I was listening to you tonight. I was just... I know you'd probably be covering it, and I just haven't heard it. I tune in when I can, anyway, but I do appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about it.
All right, Don, thanks for your call. That isn't what he said he wanted to talk about. Oh, okay, you thought it was gun rights and it was NSA. Okay, not NRA. Okay, makes sense. All right, folks, man, I don't even know how to close this one out. Maybe you should turn that up. I think the song says it all. We've heard it so many times, we forgot to listen to the words again. Thanks for being here, folks. Support this network, please. We'll see you tomorrow. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.